All-purpose elegy. For the sun, which will burn out or run down or dramatically implode in a future epoch, about as awful as this one. For the one antlered deer that expired en route to an upstate sanctuary, because why not? For the sequoia tunnel tree, which was uprooted in a storm the other day. For my boyhood fantasy of driving through it. For California. For this sadness, this joy, this bucket on the floor. For the industry which will most harm you upon its inevitable demise. For the pet rabbits who died in grotesque cages in our backyard. For the school that burned down. For the lake in my dreams, which is always frozen. For the pained myth of your birth. For this new year, which isn't new at all. Which will be the same as last year and the one before it. And so on. For the air inside my mouth shaped like nothing. For the bell ringing through the early rain. For each unheeded warning. For sweet love, which seems ever more impossible. For Norway, which has shut down all its FM broadcasts. For silence, which nobody truly values. For the song I couldn't recognize in the elevator, though all I could do was ache for the night. Which becomes more immense and depressing and utter, and the voices in it which argue and argue. For this conflict with the stars, for ashes, for the wind, for this emergency we call life.